4 Wheat Walk field events will be held tomorrow and Wednesday at different locations across the state. The Wheat Walks are coordinated by SDSU Extension and Research and give farmers the opportunity to learn from agronomy specialists in the areas of entomology, soil health, pest management, and more. South Dakota Wheat Incorporated Executive Director Karen Osmond says winter injury was a major issue this year, and that topic will be addressed.
We've had several fields zeroed out, so, you know, there might be some of that. But those that got in early last fall and got the moisture seem to have a pretty good stand going. And so hopefully those are the fields we're going to this year so that we can talk about that a little bit. And there was some talk of frost the other night, but I think we may have snuck by without too much damage there.
Wheat Walk field events will be tomorrow near Fort Pier beginning at 10 a.m., moving to a field near Wall at 4 p.m. On Wednesday, a field near Winter will host the Wheat Walk at 10 a.m., with a final Wheat Walk that afternoon at 4 p.m. near Delmont.
There is going to be a complimentary lunch, and we will recap what we found out in the fields and hopefully bring some examples with us.
There is no cost for the Wheat Walk or the meal. Thanks to support from the South Dakota Wheat Commission, South Dakota Wheat Incorporated, and sponsoring co-ops. Osmond encourages wheat producers to attend a wheat walk near them.
When you can be there with the extension folks and they can explain what's happening and how it might affect your field, it just gives you that much more of a heads up on how you might want to handle the situation.
For exact locations and additional details of the upcoming Wheat Walks, visit sdwheat.com and click on the scrolling banner. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.